You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
What's your first reaction when your name was called as the recipient of a Hall of Fame award in Basketball Australia?
I got a phone call from Basketball Australia, and the acting CEO rang me and said that I'd been inducted, and I was obviously very happy, but also, you know, pleasantly surprised and, very, very happy about the whole thing.
Now that you're included in the Hall of Fame awardee, what is your vision now? What do you intend to do?
Nothing really different to what I'm doing. I've always, when I was after the Los Angeles Olympics, I was approached by Lindsay Gaze, Andrew Gaze's father, who was our coach at the time, to apply for a position in the Victorian government to promote basketball, grassroots level. And I wasn't that confident of doing it back then, but I did. In 1985, I worked full-time promoting the sport in Victoria. I was living in Victoria at the time, and I've been doing it ever since.
This is vital, important for Australian Boomers, national teams of Australia, Australian NBA players. They were talking about enhancement program to convince those Australian NBA players to play with Australia. What can you say about this program?
It's a difficult situation. When I was playing, or soon after I played, I remember Luke Longley was playing in the NBA, and he had signed with Minnesota Timberwolves at the time, before he went to Chicago Bulls. And he didn't have a clause in his contract to be able to play for Australia. So when it came up, I think it was the World Championships, he wasn't eligible because the Timberwolves wouldn't let him go unless Australia paid his insurance. Australia couldn't afford to do that at that time. And with his contract, someone like Ben Simmons is likely to sign, you know, a couple of $100 million contract. Philadelphia 76ers, who are going to outlay that type of cost, they're going to want some sort of insurance that Ben's going to be looked after in every possible way while he's representing his country. And it has to be well thought out and make sure everything's covered before someone like Ben can play for Australia.
We know that the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo is the next Olympic Games for Australian Boomers. Now that we got a number of Australian NBA players, almost one full team, one full squad, what do you reckon about uplifting recommendation of coaches from the NBA or in the European basketball to give us some assistance?
Well, I think the boys that are playing, they're getting that type of coaching all the time. So they will be familiar with the style of coaching. It's very hard to say, like the Americans are going to be coached by Greg Popovich, is going to be a Hall of Fame coach in America and one of the best coaches of all time. You know, he's a standout. There's that many people that have coached under Popovich that are now fantastic coaches themselves. One of them, Brett Brown, who has coached our national team before. I think Andre Lemanis is got all the tools to be able to compete at that level. He's certainly an experienced coach. He's coached in that international level for quite some time. He's got a good rapport with a lot of the players, and he's coached in the NBL for quite a few years with good results. So I don't think he's going to... I think he's got a few, you know, tricks up his sleeve as well. I'm not sure on the European coaches, and I think today's coach is more like a half coach, half manager, half motivator. They're not really a tactical whiz. They're more into managing a group of adults and getting the best out of them. And I think Andre can do a good job of doing that.
If you can make a recommendation, suggestion about Filipino Australians to set for a level playing field in Australian standard.
It's a difficult thing. I mean, a lot of the programs that Australia run, they've been going for a long time. I know when my brother was only about 18, the AIS started in basketball, and it's been a fantastic tool for the elite Australian players to improve and train down in Canberra. It's now called the Centre of Excellence. I coach at St Augustine's College here in Sydney, and I, for the last 5 or 6 years, I've always got a player down at the Centre of Excellence, one of my boys, which is good to get the, you know, for those boys to get experience and train every day and be able to do their work. They've also got an NBA academy down there now, and we have a boy in the NBA academy too, and that's a fantastic thing. So they're getting trained up to, you know, possibly move to from there to the NBA or the NBA G League and get themselves ready for them. So all of these programs that are around have really helped Australian boys get to the higher level.
Do you reckon that this country will be the number one draft pick NBA draft players in the world?
I think there's a lot of countries doing well, and they're getting higher representation of their own players in the NBA. I see it as I saw that some of the NBA teams are going to play a game in France next year because there's a lot of French people playing in the NBA. There's some Spanish playing there. There's a lot of Canadians playing there. So there's a lot of countries doing the right thing as far as producing elite players and getting them to the highest level. And I think Australia's right up there with those countries and producing that elite level player. And I'm not sure whether we'd be ranked number one at producing elite players, but we're certainly right up there with the better countries.
What's your prediction? How do you see the Australian Boomers in their free qualifying World Cup?
Look, I think they're, as I said, when I played for Australia, and you put on your home country colours, you see someone like Paddy Mills, he plays unbelievable well. And some of these other boys, Joe Ingles, he plays well for his country. Thon Maker, we've got a good balance of players in every position, so we'll have a good side. I'm not sure how long it will take for everybody to click and get used to playing with everyone, but I should imagine that we would beat Canada over in Perth. As far as beating America goes, I think we're at the level where we can really give it a shake now. And I think the games in Melbourne on our home soil with our home crowd, if we're going to beat America, this is a good time to do it, with our home crowd cheering us on and back on our home soil. And I think there's enough people playing at that high level of NBA against all the people they'll be playing against that they will be skillful enough, they'll be talented enough to do it.
Brad, thank you very much for your time today. Well done, Brad. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, Raymond.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.